Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The passion and purpose of the Christian Research Institute is to contend earnestly for the faith once for all delivered to the saints by focusing on apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. To connect with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. As always, it is great to be in the studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Our contact information, and we'll go right to our calls on the web, equip.org. And via the mail, it's Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, a resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Let's go right to the phone lines. First up is Charles. He's listening in Norma, Oklahoma, on the web. Hi, Charles.
Hey, I have a question. I'm a new Christian, and I believe God has worked in my life, I mean, already. But the question is, like, when do you... I know there's a pastor that says, kick off, just dirt off your feet if no one's listening. I don't know. I'm new at it. But there is a guy at work. We get into these debates, and I believe God's put in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an atheist. But every time we talk, it's like he shoots down everything I say. So when do that come to effect where I have to stop? But he keeps asking questions.
Right. Well, here's what is really important to comprehend, and that is it is not our job to change anybody's heart. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. So I'm not as interested in evangelism as I am in equipping for evangelism. That might sound like a distinction without a difference, but it's important. What I'm saying in saying that is that if you prepare yourself to give an answer, God is going to give you an opportunity to communicate what you have equipped yourself to communicate. So the best for us to do is always be ready to give an answer, to give a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. If we are ready, God opens the door, but you can't force feed anyone. What you can do is have an answer. And if you don't know the answer, you can say to your friend, you know, I don't really know how to deal with what you just raised, but let me research in return. That's what I did early on as a new believer. And as I did that, as I was on the cutting edge of evangelism, so to speak, I was then driven into education or learning how to answer these questions. And then you become a more and more useful tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit, who is, again, the one who changes the heart. So don't feel as though you have to change him. You can pray for him. You can love him. You can answer his questions as he gives you the opportunity to do that, but you can't change his heart. The Holy Spirit can.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Charles. Keep growing, and thanks for your passion for the faith and for being a witness, because that's what all of us are called to be. We're called to be ambassadors for Christ. Those are the words of Scripture. Ye are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God is making his will and his word plain through you. Now, most of us are secret agents. We've never blown our cover before the unregenerate world, but we are called again to be ambassadors for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it's a calling for each one of us. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Joe next. He's in Paradise, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I've been kind of confused lately. Is a Christian and a disciple the same thing, or can you be a Christian and not a disciple?
No, you can't be a Christian and not a disciple. A Christian, obviously, is a follower of Jesus Christ, and that's what a disciple is. A disciple is a learner or follower of Jesus Christ. So as believers, we are learners or followers of Jesus Christ. We want to know more and more about the principles and precepts of the kingdom. But it's not just that we want to understand the menu, so to speak. We want to partake of the meal as well. So to be disciples of Jesus Christ is not only a function of knowledge, but it is doing what Jesus Christ did, following him in his pattern of life, very much like the Apostle Paul did. And therefore, he urges believers to imitate him as he imitates Jesus Christ.
Thank you. The only reason I ask that, I feel like sometimes in the church that they say, well, you either follow this program if you want to be a disciple, the rest of y'all just continue what you're doing. Only the serious need to follow this program. And I'm like, so do we have a difference? So what you explained is kind of what I thought, but I wanted to hear it from you, Hank, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your call. Next up, Nicholas, listening in El Paso, Texas on KELP. Hi, Nicholas.
Hi, Hank. I just had a big question for you. Actually, I wanted to say I appreciate every time I've had a call on the question, you and your staff have been awesome with helping me.
Ah, wonderful.
My question is, someone very close to me had their mother die some years ago, and she and several of her family members said that they received a phone call from their dead mother within like an hour or two after she had died. And I've never been able to answer that very well. So what would you say?
Well, I pointed the Bible, and the Bible's fairly clear about this. Souls of the departed are either comforted in the presence of God or in agony absent his loving presence. We see that in Luke chapter 16. Upon death, the soul of Lazarus experienced comfort in Abraham's bosom. Conversely, the soul of the rich man that Jesus was depicting in Luke 16 experienced torment in Hades. Neither was permitted to return to the land of the living. That should be sufficient. But I think that there's another point that should be made in this regard, and that is, as delineated in the Bible, ghosts are the stuff of superstition. And yet, as in ancient Israel, that kind of superstition is the stock and trade of modern culture. The gullible have turned from God to ghosts in incessant inquiries concerning the gloom that lies ahead. So it's foolishness to feign communication with the dead in the guise of enlightening those who live in the land of the living. So I don't think that there's any warrant to it, number one, but I do think that there's a strong danger associated with it, because while ghosts exist only in mythology, demons are more than happy to feed upon unbiblical delusions. And so there's a danger. It's not just a cute little thing. I mean, this is something that needs to be directly confronted and communicated for what it is, unbiblical.
Unfortunately, I said almost exactly what you said. I actually took it as that it might have been demonic activity trying to kind of trick them into thinking that, you know, oh, yes, the spirits from the spirits of your dead relatives are still watching over you. I really wanted to combat that delusion, but...
Well, you did well. I mean, fallen angels are not physical, but they are as real as the very flesh upon our bones. And no doubt, much to his delight, the devil is often portrayed as a cartoonish clown. You see him in pictures. He has an elongated tail. He's got red tights. He's got a pitchfork. But he's not silly. He's not stupid. He's a cosmopolitan angel of enlightenment. He knows full well that without the spiritual armor listed by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, we are but pawns in a devil's game. And therefore, we have to be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
Yes, I agree. How, unfortunately, after trying to mention that, this person won't speak with me on any matters of afterlife and whatnot. And I'm not really sure how to try to continue a dialogue.
Well, I don't think you have to. I think that what you have done is very, very commendable. What you do is you communicate as you have the opportunity, and if someone is not willing to listen, all you do is continue to prepare yourself, because the Holy Spirit is the one who changes the heart. You are only responsible for being ready with an answer, and even if you don't have the answer, being ready to research and return with an answer.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it. And Peter is so clear in Scripture. Be self-controlled, be alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around. The imagery is horrifying, like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So resist him. How do you do that? Standing firm in the faith. How does Paul say to do that? Well, put on the full armor of God. If you put on the full armor of God, you're invincible in spiritual warfare. If you do not, you're a guaranteed casualty. Wrote about that in my book, The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. You can find that on the web at equip.org. Be right back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions, so please don't touch that dial.
Do you have a grasp on the reality of angels? Truth is, too many today totally misunderstand the role of angels, including the way that angels move in and out of our daily lives. Lifted by Angels by Joel J. Miller explains the purpose of angels and helps readers to glimpse the presence and power of our heavenly guides and guardians. To receive a copy of Lifted by Angels for yourself or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. We'll return with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go on your phone or handheld device with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for both Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, make a donation to CRI, and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need to questions about Christianity, cults, and issues of theological and apologetic concern right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org/app and download the Equip app for your phone or tablet today. Again, that's equip.org/app.
In City of God, Augustine contends that there is no absurdity or incongruity in asserting a fellowship between men and angels. Augustine doesn't argue for merely the existence of angels, but that angels interact with and influence our daily lives. Many today dismiss the reality and influence of angels, but throughout history, Christians have believed that angels assist us on our journey to God, and the book, Lifted by Angels, by Joel J. Miller, helps modern readers glimpse angels as the early Christians did. Lifted by Angels will awaken you to the presence and power of angels as the heavenly guides and guardians of our lives. To receive your copy of Lifted by Angels, the presence and power of our heavenly guides and guardians, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org.
The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.
Heaven is closer than we realize. Its boundaries overlap our own, and angels move in and out of our daily lives. While many today dismiss the existence of angels, the ancient faithful held a powerful belief that angels help carry us on our journey to God. Lifted by Angels by Joel J. Miller helps modern readers glimpse angels as early Christians did to reveal the presence and power of angels in our lives. To receive a copy of Lifted by Angels for yourself or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Right back to our phone callers. Next up is Darwin listening in Anderson, Indiana. Hi, Darwin.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Enjoying your program. And I just want to ask two things from you. One, in Genesis, I believe it's in Genesis 2 and 3, one of them, did not the Bible say God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, not Eve and Sue. He created Adam and Eve, man and woman. Is that correct?
You are correctly quoting the Bible, yes.
Okay. So why are we having so much problem about this, whether I'm a man or a woman, or a woman and man, and do we know that our adversary, don't we also know that he is a counterfeiter? Is that correct?
Well, yes, Satan does counterfeit. That's correct.
Okay, so he confused people who they say they are. Okay. Now, did not Jesus say that he is the way, the truth, and the life? Not Joe Osteen, not Clifton Dollar, not all these other TV evangelists. All these people get wrapped up, and then they confused on, well, who's leading who? Well, according to my Bible, in the book of Acts, when they said, I'm Apollos, and Paul said, I'm a Cephas, and all this, and Paul then goes on and say, did not. So what I'm trying to say is, if people just listen to Jesus, then they don't have to be worried about being deceived by the enemy. The Bible says Satan comes to what? Kill, steal, and to confuse people. So if people just stay with Jesus and listen to Jesus, then they ain't going to have no problem, no issues. If we are truly sons of God and we are children of Christ, we all should know our adversary's devices and his tricky schemes and his lies and all that. That's my question. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what we need to do is not only know the truth, but then we have to put it into practice. Everyone who hears these words of mine, said Jesus, and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. So it's not just knowing something, but it is correctly putting it into practice. And we are those who are called to proclaim the principles and the precepts of the kingdom to a lost and searching world. The problem, I think, is not that the world is exercising paganism, because the world, by definition, would exercise pagan tenets. It is that Christians are not equipped to be salt and light within the context of a world that is drowning in dissipation. So the importance is for every Christian to be equipped so that instead of being an imitation of the culture, they can be a cultural initiator or a change agent.
Right. So that's that. When we can't be wrapped up in our traditions. We can't be wrapped up how I think or how I feel, or we can't be wrapped up in what that minister say. I guess my whole thought is, as coming to believer, you know, I was always brought into a traditional home where, you know, what mama said or daddy said or what reverend say is true. You know what I'm saying? But then when I started investigating some of the things that, you know, my mama was saying or my dad was saying or the reverend was saying, I found out some of the things wasn't correct. You follow me what I'm saying? It wasn't correct.
That brings up the point that you have to test all things in light of Scripture and then hold fast to the good. Because ultimately, the Bible provides an infallible repository for redemptive revelation. Going to have to leave it at that. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Michael. He's in Fresno, California. Hi, Michael.
Thank you, Hank. It's nice to talk to you again. I've been listening to a Christian website. It's called True News, spelled T-R-U, for the last 3 years. I was wondering if CRI has any information on it. I find the fellow really amazing.
Rick Wiles?
Rick Wiles.
Yeah.
Rick Wiles of True News.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't give a very bright commentation for True News. I think that what he is doing is making predictions with an end time philosophy or reading of the Bible that does not cohere with reading the Bible in the sense in which it's intended. So I think that there is a lot of wild and wacky predictions going on with Rick Wiles, and I don't stand with that at all.
None at all. Have you listened to it much, Hank?
Not a whole lot, but
Your opinion, Hank, is really important to me because I've listened to you for a long time, and I see the similarities between the two of you. And I do. He goes way out there. It's really out there, and it's scary, you know, especially about the economy falling and what's happening in China. You know,
right?
What's
going
to happen to our
yes, but the problem is, where is the real evidence for many of the contentions that he is making? Nor can we take from, even if that were, we can't, what I call, mine the subjunctive, which is trying to find the seed of threat buried in each unrealized instance. This is what people do. I mean, people like Rick Wiles did this kind of thing during the Y2K crisis, and pretty much everyone started believing things based on sensationalism and sophistry and sloppy journalism, and then making predictions about what was going to happen to America and what was going to happen to the world, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that this is a very dangerous practice because biblically, we do not know what is going to happen to America. We may have a major revival. I don't foresee it, but I don't know. I can't predict the future. What I'm called to do instead of trying to predict the future is being faithful in the present. And I think this is where the problem lies with the sensationalism of people who are constantly predicting that America is toast and America cannot be saved. I don't think that that is our prerogative. We don't know that. Look at Nineveh. Nineveh would be one of the wickedest cities in the entire history of humanity. And Jonah goes to Nineveh and tells them that if they do not repent, they will be destroyed. But the king of Assyria, or the king of Nineveh, calls for fasting, sackcloth and ashes, to stand before God in humility. And God spares the city of Nineveh. In 1863, we had a similar situation in the United States. And Abraham Lincoln calls a fast in the midst of a civil war that looked like it was going to be the demise of America. And God responds to the humiliation and prayer and fasting, and America is saved from God's judgment. Now, I cannot always make a cause-effect analogy to what is going on in any circumstance, but we certainly can imagine that because of the fasts and humiliation called for by the President of the United States and by the Senate of the United States, that God responded and relented. He certainly know for certain what happened with respect to Nineveh. God relented for a time because they responded in sackcloth and ashes, prayer and fasting. So, you know, I don't think that we can say what's going to happen with America. Certainly the trends look ominous. But what we're called is not to look at the trends, nor should we simply talk about all the bad things that are happening. What we should do is look at ourselves and recognize that we have the solution as believers if we are faithful with the truth, instead of being sensationalistic and practicing sophistry.
I appreciate that, Hank, and I do agree with everything you're saying, and I do know there's false teachers out there. That's what brings me to this party. I mean, the fact that I've been listening to, and he has an archive going back to when he started, and then the people that he interviews on there. And again, I don't see the churches, you know, with their sackcloth and their ashes on their head in the churches that I've been in. You know, people don't really appreciate what's happening to this beautiful country we have.
Yep.
I love your ministry. One thing else I want to say, thank you so much for turning me on to Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. You were harping on that years ago, and I never, finally, a good brother gave me the three books, and I said, oh, that's me, you know. Everybody that wants to find the Holy Spirit, they need to read that book. That is an amazing book. I've continued on to now and to others of his, the All Inclusive Christ, which is amazing too.
Thank you so much for your call and for your kind and gentle manner. God bless you as you continue to walk in the Spirit and in truth. Look forward to seeing you right back here next time with more of the show.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Before we sign off today, here's our contact information. By phone, dial 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274. On the internet, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina. The zip code is 28271. Our prayer is that today's broadcast has equipped you to better defend your faith and encouraged you to pursue sound doctrine and godly living. Thank you for listening. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
In City of God, Augustine contends that there is no absurdity or incongruity in asserting a fellowship between men and angels. Augustine doesn't argue for merely the existence of angels, but that angels interact with and influence our daily lives. Many today dismiss the reality and influence of angels, but throughout history, Christians have believed that angels assist us on our journey to God. And the book, Lifted by Angels, by Joel J. Miller, helps modern readers glimpse angels as the early Christians did. Lifted by Angels will awaken you to the presence and power of angels as the heavenly guides and guardians of our lives. To receive your copy of Lifted by Angels, the presence and power of our heavenly guides and guardians, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.